All right, welcome back to Blair and Barker. It is the Blue Jays home opener, 7:07, first pitch from the Rogers Center, the Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners. Well, you know by now that the Rogers Center has undergone a two-stage renovation. Last year was the first stage. This year was the second stage. A lot of attention paid to the clubhouse level, to the clubhouse, to medical facilities, training facilities, underneath the guts of the stadium, and the premium seating level. Mark Shapiro is president and CEO of the Toronto Blue Jays, the man who has overseen the renovation of the Rogers Center. And we're very pleased to have Mark Shapiro join us on Blair and Barker. Mark, thank you so much for doing this. Happy home opener. And look, you've made a lot of changes to the Rogers Center, both for the players and for the fans. I wanted to ask you, can you, beyond the, you know, how it looks and all that, how important is it for a team to be able to utilize its ballpark for revenue streams, given the way the game is going now?
I mean, our most important revenue stream is always baseball. So, you know, I think you want to be able to have other opportunities for concerts. We have a fairly big one coming up here in November you might have heard about, Taylor Swift.
Right.
but our primary business is baseball, and that's the most important thing that we do here. And the renovation and the spirit of the renovation is all about making this baseball, a specific ballpark, moving it from a stadium to a ballpark, taking a 1980s facility that was largely circular and the same experience everywhere, where the players were removed from the fans to some extent, and making it baseball specific, you know, where the angles in all the seats, more than you mentioned, down the line everywhere, are facing the action. They're bigger, they're wider seats, and it's a much better experience for all of our fans and for our players as well.
Mark, what was the most difficult part of getting this thing done as quickly as it's been done?
Just a massive construction project, one that would have taken probably 18 months conventionally, that we got done in less than 6 months. So thousands of Canadian workers here overnight, over weekends, over holidays, tirelessly working to get this done, to get it to the state that it's in right now, ready to play ball.
Mark, what have players said about the renovations? And, you know, there's no more excuses, right? You've given them everything, everything you can possibly get them to be the best player they can be. Feedback from the players has been what?
I'm not a big believer in excuses anyway, but we're trying to narrow them down every step of the way between the training facility and here. And that's more of a byproduct, Kevin, of our philosophy and mine of controlling what we can control. We can control the environment they play in. We can control the facilities they have, the coaches they have, all the resources they've got mentally, physically, and fundamentally. And this is a testament to being best in class, support of our ownership to allow us to have the best facility in all of spring training and now the best clubhouse. So the players got in late last night. I didn't get a whole lot of reaction. I've gotten some really positive ones today, but we need to get past opening day and all that goes with opening day, settle in and then using the spaces and really see what the impact is.
Mark, did you at any point in the off season or even during last season as the season was going on, wonder why the team's offensive performance seemed to be different at home last year than it was the year before? I know we talked, but we had Bo Bichette on him, and Bo said, hey, I thought it got in our head a little bit.
Baseball is a mental game. I mean, Kevin can tell you that. It's the biggest separator. It separates out players. It makes good players great players, and it is a challenge. It's a grind. It is a very tough thing to do to hit, and it's tough mentally as well as it is physically. So, but, yeah, of course I wondered that. But I also was cautious to draw any conclusions from 1 year.
Mark, the first 10 games of the season, what's your takeaway? What have you seen? What have you liked? What have you not liked?
Well, my takeaway is to not take too much away from the first 10 games of the season. Despite the fact that I'm watching the same thing you're watching, we faced some very good pitching. Obviously, what we faced in Houston wasn't a coincidence. You saw what they did to the Texas Rangers lineup. And that we faced some tough pitching, and we've seen some really positive things. but we've also seen some things have to get ironed out. This team's going to be fine. We're going to go as far as our great players take us. Our young players are now in their prime, and they are great players. Everybody in the game knows it. If they play like great players, we're going to be fine.
Yeah. Mark, what's your sense of the fan base? You know, you've been out and about. What are fans saying to you when they see you?
I mean, fans are incredibly positive to my face. I think you guys hear the other side of things.
That's actually a very good answer. Changing focus a little bit, you know, we saw a number of starting pitchers go down this week. And we saw, of course, the Players Association and the commissioner's office engage in a back and forth Saturday night. How concerned are you as a baseball man, as a lifelong baseball man, about the injuries we've seen to pitchers? And I mean, is there anything that can be done about it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm on that competition committee. We have got to study that. It is a much bigger problem than just anecdotally blame the pitch clock for it. I mean, I think the biggest issue is the way pitchers train now, the velocity training, some of the strength and conditioning routines, the way the pitchers build up. But the fact that pitchers throw max velocity from the time they come out and start a game, 95, 96, 97, 98 miles an hour, just the way that pitchers are bringing velocity and generating velocity, most human bodies cannot withstand that. Pitching has always been such a difficult thing to sustain from a physical and health standpoint, but when you tack on the training that's involved with maximizing velocity, I think that's creating our issues, and we've got to think more about what we can do to offset some of that.
Mark, is there any worry about a rotation getting off to a slow start like the Blue Jays?
I don't think so. I mean, I think I'd rest on track records and what these guys have done over their careers. Reinforcements potentially coming with Yariel Rodriguez and Manoa. I think we're going to be fine in the pitching category.
Mark, listen, I know you've got a lot to do today. Your time is valuable. Thanks so much for doing this. Again, enjoy the opener. Yeah. Congratulations on the Rogers Center. And hopefully you'll have a moment to sit back and kind of enjoy all the work that's gone into this, because it's spectacular.
Good
Thanks
luck,
so
Mark.
Much for joining us.
Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate that. Please. Take care.
Please.